Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out this week with a new investor note that focuses on what to expect not only from this year's iPhone 13, but also from the iPhone lineup in 2022. In the investor note obtained by 9to5 Mac, Kuo writes that all 2021 iPhone models will include a Lightning connector. This rules out the possibility of an iPhone 13 that's completely portless or features USB-C. Kuo also specifically writes that the iPhone 13 will be available in four models, all with the same screen sizes as the iPhone 12. This is the strongest evidence yet that the 5.4-inch iPhone 12 mini will stick around for another year, despite reported lower-than-expected sales. Kuo also corroborates that the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max will use more power-efficient display technology, called LTPO, and they'll add support for 120Hz refresh rate, similar to the ProMotion display on the iPad Pro. The biggest design change this year is that the iPhone 13 will supposedly feature a smaller notch area. Details here are unclear, but we've previously seen reporting on how Apple could reduce the width. The camera will also feature several changes with the iPhone 13. Kuo says that the 13 Pro and the 13 Pro Max will feature an upgraded ultra-wide camera, offering improved quality and improved autofocus. But what about Touch ID? This has been a common rumor for the iPhone 13, but Kuo says he's not quite sure about this just yet. He says that it doesn't sound like Touch ID will come back to the iPhone this year because there is no visibility in the supply chain on timing. So it could be something that Apple is working on, but that ultimately doesn't make the cut for 2021. Other details from Kuo include that the iPhone 13 will have a larger battery capacity compared to the iPhone 12, which will also make the devices heavier. Apple will be adding this larger battery because it's adopting new space-saving designs internally, such as integrating the SIM card slot with the main board and reducing the front optical module thickness. These changes don't really mean much for the end user, but again, they'll give room for more battery. The LiDAR scanner will remain exclusive to the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max, not coming to the mini or the standard iPhone 13. And finally, Kuo says that Apple will use Qualcomm's newest 5G modem, which should offer improved reliability for cellular connectivity. Looking ahead to 2022, Kuo predicts a bold design change for what could be the iPhone 14 Pro. He also predicts that Apple will release an iPhone SE with 5G cellular connectivity. That new iPhone SE 2022 model could come in the first half of the year and will keep its entry-level price but with 5G support. Kuo believes the device will retain the current 4.7-inch design that's modeled after the iPhone 8, so the big selling points will be a faster processor and that 5G connectivity. Major changes happen at the high end of the lineup, and that will continue to be true with the iPhone 14. According to Kuo, the Apple plan is to start replacing the current notch design first introduced with the iPhone 10 with a new punch-hole display similar to what Samsung uses for its flagship Galaxy phones. Presumably, the punch hole will be for the front-facing camera, so this would create an all-screen design around that camera. At the same time, Apple will also upgrade the front camera's autofocus capabilities with the iPhone 14. Kuo says that if production allows for it, Apple could adopt this punch-hole display technology across the entire iPhone 14 lineup, but Kuo does note that it could possibly only come to the high-end iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max. The standard iPhone 13 successors would retain the design that comes this fall, with a notch cut out along the top of the screen. You can find our latest coverage of Ming-Chi Kuo's newest investor note on 9to5mac.com and in the show notes. Running out today, Apple has hit a milestone in the process of reopening its retail stores in the United States. We are joined today by Michael Stieber, the 9to5Mac Apple retail expert, who has some more details on this milestone and what you can expect if you visit an Apple store sometime soon. Michael?
So this week marks the first time in almost a year that every Apple store in the U.S. is open. It was 353 days ago, on March 13th, 2020, that Apple closed all of its retail stores outside of Greater China. So while some Apple stores are offering in-store shopping again, others can only accept pickup of online orders. But this is still quite a milestone because there has never been a point at any time in the past year when all locations were open at once. And this is not just due to the pandemic, but it's also because of a lot of other just random, very unusual circumstances that happened over the past year. First we had looting and vandalism at stores, and there was heat waves, wildfire smoke in California, election day and inauguration day security precautions, and even severe winter weather in Texas most recently. And all those things have contributed to the stores staying closed. Now, with that in mind, if you are heading to your local Apple store, there's a couple things that you should keep in mind. Make sure you go online and check the status of your store to see if it's open for pickup of online orders or if you can make a shopping appointment, because not all locations are totally open yet. And Apple's health and safety measures are still in place, so you're still going to need to wear a mask, and store occupancy is still limited. But this is certainly a good sign that maybe we're, on the downswing of this pandemic, or at least that Apple has figured out a strategy that they can safely reopen their stores.
That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.